Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. You're about to hear an interview from the WTA Finals, where we chatted with Ena Shibahara and Shuko Aoyama after their first round win over Desiree Kravchuk and Demi Schuurs. And in this conversation, we talk about deciding points. So as you know, in the WTA, in a lot of tournaments, including the WTA Finals, there are a lot of these really big pressure points where it's 40-all or deuce, and the receiver gets to choose who returns. And Ena and Shuko went 9-for-9 on these deciding points in this match that they won 7-5, 6-2. So I asked them about that and what was their kind of strategy and mindset on these big moment pressure points. So I think you'll be able to take a lot away from that. I also asked Shuko about the ball bouncing really high. So she is one of the shorter players on tour, and she said that these courts are very firm and the ball bounces really high. So she handled that by stepping forward. And I recently, after the match, actually posted a video on Instagram where I talked a little bit more about how to handle high bouncing courts. So you can check that out as well, and we'll link to it in the show notes. And then we also talk about their plans for 2024. Shuko is going to be looking for a new partner because Ena is going to be focusing on singles a little bit more next year. So this is a great conversation. It's a very brief post-match interview, but I wanted to get this out to you all. And we're going to have more coming soon from the WTA Finals, which you can watch on Tennis Channel or WTATV.com, depending on where you live. And it's going to be through Sunday, November 5th. So that's when the finals will be. But we'll have more coverage all week. So follow along and be sure to watch all of the doubles. All right. So y'all won your first match here. It was a very tight one, 7-5, 6-2. Probably tighter than the score indicates. What do y'all make of the first match so far?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, in the beginning, we all kind of started a little slow, you know, a little bit mm-hmm. of nerves. But for us, once we found the groove and rhythm, I feel like we started to play a little bit better and a little bit smarter. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of deuce points in the match. And especially like on the, you know, return games, we just put a little bit more risk into it because, mm-hmm. you know, they're such great players, that especially, and we knew we couldn't just play it safe. So just we just went for it. And if it went our way, you know, it was a good break. And if not, then they were not supposed to break anyway. So,
yeah. What is, when you say you put more risk into it, what does that look like? Does that mean just like calling poaches a little more or moving a little earlier or like going for a different shot?
Just kind of like going for the return, you know, okay. like not just placing it in, just, yeah. Usually they would either play I formation and, you know, I would just kind of not really focus on the returner and like just kind of hit my best shot I can.
So, okay.
Yeah. And yeah. also, yeah, poach as well.
Yeah.
Poach as well. Yeah. You did
yeah.
a lot of that.
Yeah. So, even if they hit down the line, yeah, it doesn't matter. We try to move and then push pressure mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah. So I have to ask about the color of the outfits because it's the same as the court.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering if that was intentional just to like hide Shuko at the net. So when you move, they can't see you. Because you blend in with the court.
I didn't even know that the court was going to be this color. So this is my favorite dress right now. And I think she just matched to me because she knows this is my favorite dress. And she just got a new okay. Fit.
Okay.
I think it
has to help. If I was back there hitting a shot, I wouldn't be able to see you at the net because it's the same color.
I mean, I'll take every advantage, I guess.
Maybe tomorrow, no.
Oh, no.
I have to wash.
So you talked about deciding points. I think y'all are 9 for 9.
Oh yeah.
I think so. That's what we counted.
Oh,
it was
it was 9.
Yeah.
Deuce points.
Deuce points. Yeah.
Deuce points.
I don't think I've ever seen that many go one way. Was there a tactical plan for the deciding points or something different you did over the other points, or you feel like you just executed really well on those?
I think we just executed well. We it kind of goes one way or the other. We're even shocked we won all the deuce points because it does really depend on, I guess, the day.
Yeah.
Because we do go for big plays mm-hmm. on the deuce points. So I think it does come down to the execution. And if it is our day, then we, it's a good win.
She was aggressive today. Mm-hmm. More. I mean, all the time she tried. But today, she feel, I think, good energy for money, positive.
Yeah.
I felt that. So, that's why maybe Bo is inside. I mean, sometimes nervous, maybe. Mm. We cannot put on the court.
Yeah.
I think.
Thanks. Mm.
Can you guys break down some of the other teams in your group? I know you've got Hunter and Mertens coming up and also Melikar Martinez and Ellen Perez. So talk a little bit about the teams and how you feel like you match up to everyone else.
We haven't played Storm and Elise yet. This year, we only practiced our first time together yesterday. And so we don't know too much about them. We do know there's very both solid players, and all around. So very big serve and great growth, ground strokes, solid volleys. But I think we just got to keep playing our game and, just keep challenging them because we'll find a way to win in every match. And again, it comes down to execution for us. Ellen and Nikki, we played them once in Indian Wells. Was that it?
I think you played them twice this year.
Twice?
Isn't that right?
I think twice.
When did we play?
Pretty sure you guys are 2-0 against them, but we'll double check.
But my biggest what's the word? Well, when we first played them at Indian Wells, we were down in the match. They were playing big, big tennis and we were down, but then I think, we were playing a bit passive there in the beginning. So we, kind of regrouped saying, we just got to keep going for it. And kind of beat them at their own game kind of way. So, and I think that kind of worked well for us. And again, in the big points, we were able to execute a little bit better than them. And so I feel like that kind of helped us win that match. And I think it's going to be this probably hopefully the same, where we just got to, play as big or, just a little bit maybe smarter than and just execute. I feel like I'm repeating myself.
No, that's great. Can y'all talk a little bit about 2024? I know you're still balancing singles and doubles full time. And then also the Olympics are on the horizon. So I imagine you may want to, try and play for Japan. So just give us a little preview of what to expect next year, if you can.
Unfortunately, we have to split up because I am going to actually focus more on singles next year. I'm probably only going to play the slams and maybe the week before. It was just too tough to do both, like the WT tour and then play some ITFs. I can only play so little. And then I got hurt a little bit as well because there's just too many weeks. And I just want to really give myself the chance to do well in singles. So I'm going to take next year to kind of do that. And if we do get back together for Olympics, then we always find the rhythm like right away anyway. So, I mean, I think it'll just kind of depend when it gets to that time. But yeah, well, we're not too sure exactly how Olympics is going to be, but you know, yeah, I'm, yeah, it's sad. Like I hate to step away from the WTA tour, but hopefully, you know, one day I can come back. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You've got time. All right. Last question. Shuko, you mentioned that the balls are bouncing a little bit higher on these courts and you're trying to adjust to take the ball earlier. Can you talk more about that? And then as a team, like what sorts of adjustments do you make for these sorts of conditions?
うん、高いバウンドだから、
うん、そうそうそう、さっきの話の、
何を気をつけてるのか、
うんうん、
Yes, it's tough to hit over、うん、
above shoulder. Shoulder.
Yeah, for a high ball. Yeah,
yeah, so I try to do shoulder, so that's why I have to
move step, forward.
Yes, step in.
Okay.
Yeah. So forward. But sometimes if very short, I have to more.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, I have to I need to decide forward or just
or step back
and then
yeah
okay
drop the ball
yeah, drop the ball then hit yeah but same thing is aggressive for moving
mm-hmm.
body I have to moving body a lot I mean feet so yeah maybe. I try to come to the net more because high bounce, so I have to hit.
Yeah, more. Take it early and come in. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense because you're really good at the net.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck, y'all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.